I've put together a sharing that I'd like to share with you guys this morning entitled, God Will Never Leave Us Nor Forsake Us. Good morning, and may God bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen. Over the last weeks, we've been seeing more increased global tensions. For many of us, it's been a time of fervent prayer. Those of us who have dedicated our lives to Christ know that the real catalyst for these events stems from a spiritual battle being waged by the adversary for the soul of mankind. In light of this, as I was journaling with Father, I asked him, Lord, what is the message you want us, your children, to have so that we may all be comforted by you? He led me directly to a record in Scripture that I love dearly. And I like it, and I like to speak it aloud on a daily basis to myself as a reminder, a daily reminder of God's truth and His love. Take a look at Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6, please. Let your manner of living be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he, God, hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Verse 6. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Man, I love that record so very much, because my whole life I desired that kind of protection and provision, and Father has been right there at every turn, fulfilling his word without skipping a beat. The Amplified Version reads, let your character, your moral essence, your inner nature, be free from the love of money. Shun greed. Be financially ethical. Being content with what you have. For he has said, I will never, under any circumstances, desert you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support, nor will I in any degree leave you helpless, nor will I forsake or let you down or relax my hold on you, assuredly not. So we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently say, the Lord is my helper in time of need. I will not be afraid. What will man do to me? Now, I don't know about you, but I feel those words through every cell in my body when I read them. And when he honors those truths in practical daily application in my life, it takes my breath away. You see, I believe that if we reflect daily on every instance that God has honored those truths in our lives, it brings us to humility. An inner strength is forged to live a life with God confidence. And I would be so bold as to say it causes a change within us, an inner healing, so to speak, at a cellular level, time and time again. Whew. I get goosebumps just thinking about it when I'm reading this. Wow. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. So let's read other records in the Word where God promises to take care of us and protect us from harm, shall we? I'd like to go to Psalm 28, verse 6. Praise the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and shield. I trust him with all my heart. He helps me, and my heart is filled with joy. Oh my God, yes, yes. I burst out in songs of thanksgiving. The Lord gives his people strength. He is a safe fortress for his anointed king. Wow. Wow. Who besides me has burst out in songs of thanksgiving when God has pulled you out of the fire? Am I the only one? I would seriously doubt it. So I'm not going to pretend that it hasn't happened to others too. Man, I'm reminded of the songs we used to sing out at Manassas Farm as a precursor to the Sunday service. And they're still seared in my mind. I sing them to God and Jesus when I'm driving in the car or taking a shower or when I'm journaling especially. And most certainly when he saved me from something, anything, recognized and unrecognized, because I truly believe there are a lot of things that God saves us from and we have no clue. But you know, our inner spirit knows it. So let's keep going, okay? I'd like to go to Exodus 15, where we get to read a song of deliverance. Then Moses and the people of Israel sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. He has hurled both horse and rider into the sea. This was Pharaoh's soldiers coming to capture Moses and the Israelites when they fled from Egypt. Verse 2. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. This is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. Yahweh is his name. Now, I don't know about you, but I am extremely comforted that my Lord is a warrior and that he is ready, willing, and able to fight my battles and be my protector. He wants to be our covering and our strength always. No one knew this better than King David, who sang in Psalm 18, verses 1 through 3. I love you, Lord. You are my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my savior. My God is my rock in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. I called on the Lord who is worthy of praise, and he saved me from my enemies. Our Lord is most certainly worthy of praise. And when we place our trust in him fully, he considers us to be wise. And it's in that godly wisdom that we benefit and grow and thrive. As it says in Jeremiah 17, starting in verse 5. This is what the Lord says. Cursed are those who put their trust in mere humans, who rely on human strength, and turn their hearts away from the Lord. They are like stunted shrubs in the desert, with no hope for the future. They will live in the barren wilderness, in an uninhabited, salty land. Wow. Wow. I'm getting parched just thinking about it. That's what happens when we place our trust in people or governments or powers in this world and look to them as our source. By contrast, we're going to read what happens when we place our trust in the Lord, starting in verse 7. But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along a riverbank, with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green and they never stop producing fruit. Wow. Thank you, God. Thank you for always providing for us when we're grounded and rooted in you and your son, Jesus. And that we know that no matter what happens, we are always cared for by you, the source of life. So then what happens if we stray from our Heavenly Father and we get out from under the cover of his protection? In Luke 15, beginning in verse 17, Jesus spoke of the parable of the prodigal son, a young man who arrogantly asked for his inheritance early of his father, and with his money he left home and soon found himself broke and hungry. Verse 17, when he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, "At home, even the hired servants have food enough to spare, and here I am dying of hunger. I will go home to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son. Please take me on as a hired servant.'" Verse 20, "So he returned home to his father, and while he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, 'Father, I've sinned against both heaven and you. I'm no longer worthy of being called your son.' But his father said to the servants, 'Quick, bring the finest robe in the house and put it on him. Get a ring on his finger and sandals for his feet, and kill the calf that we've been fattening. We must celebrate with a feast. For this son of mine was dead and has now returned to life. He was lost, but now he is found.' And they began the celebration." Man, this is how Father God treats us. Us. He loves us with depth beyond measure. How many times have we strayed from our Heavenly Father, found ourselves in trouble, and asked Father to please forgive us and take us back under the shelter of his wing, only to have our loving Father welcome us with open arms and loving kindness in celebration of our reunion. The love of our Father transcends this earth, and it completely satisfies and fills the heart of man. Jesus loves each and every one of us and gave his everything so that we may be reunited with our Heavenly Father. Father always waits for us to come back under the protection of his wing. In Psalm 57, we read from David, "Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy. I look to you for protection. I will hide beneath the shadow of your wings until the danger passes by." Sorry about that. I will cry out to God Most High, to God who will fulfill his purpose for me. He will send help from heaven to rescue me, disgracing those who hound me. My God will send forth his unfailing love and faithfulness." Our Heavenly Father is our cover, our protector. He desires for us to be completely, completely, complete in him, so that we may have all that we need to glorify him and his son, our Lord Jesus Christ. He would not have us go through life ill-equipped, but instead desires to elevate us beyond what we ourselves believe is possible. That's why Jesus said that Father will send a Comforter, Holy Spirit, so that we would never, ever be alone in this world. In John 14, starting in verse 15, we read, "If you love me, Jesus, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads unto all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now, and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you." Verse 19, "Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Since I live, you will also live. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because you love me, my Father will love them. And I will love them and reveal myself to each of them." Isn't it fantastic to know that we are not alone in this world? The Holy Spirit that is within us is what leads us into all truth. And it lives within us. It's what gives us our internal holy GPS and keeps us on the road of fulfillment, provision, guidance, direction, restoration, and joy. The Holy Spirit lets us know when we've lost our way and can reroute us back into the shelter of the Almighty. And like that prodigal son that was once lost, can lead us back to the right path. In this day and time, and in the days to come, as the world continues to have its ebb and flow, we should know that our Heavenly Father has made a promise that he will always be by our side and will never leave us nor forsake us. It was established by our risen Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, our Messiah, who sits at the right hand of God, making intercession for each and every one of us. As he puts people in our paths that are lost, we have proof positive via Holy Spirit that all that are lost can be reunited with their Creator through Jesus Christ, as we were and are. I hope these truths continue to be our guiding light and infuse each and every one of us with God's goodness. May we always trust the urging of the Holy Spirit, that Comforter within, so that we may glorify our Heavenly Father until Christ's return. God bless you all. Amen.